coming up on Thunder Pop.
It is the number 97 episode of the Thunder Pop podcast. 97 was also a good year, wasn't it?
For me?
Yeah, well.
Let's see, what was happening in 97? It wasn't great. But that was the, you know, still old Austin existed. And
a little bit, yeah, it did.
Yeah, for sure.
If anybody knows Austin, that have lived in Austin, you might maybe know what we're talking about when we're talking about old Austin, because that's kind of a thing.
Yeah, like you could still go to, like, you know, those
old
Austin typical type stores. And Congress is still, it wasn't scary, but it was still shady.
It was starting to get a little bit better, but it still had some of that edge to it.
Yeah, you could still go to Mojo's on the Drag.
Yeah.
The Drag was still squirrely, but I think Einstein's and La Fun were already gone. But there was still, like the Drag was still a little bit shady, and I think Mojo's was the coffee house.
Plenty of douchey people on 6th Street. Oh, we still have that now.
It wasn't quite the levels of doucheness, though. Like, you could still, like, see local bands, like punk and metal. Like, we still...
Yeah,
like,
there was still some of that going on.
Like, we still played there, and it was good versus, like, people now. Like, we will... Like, nobody I know is, like, will go near 6th Street. Like, as far as musicians. Not, like...
It lost all respect.
I'm sure professional musicians don't give a fuck, but I mean, like, punk rock or metal dudes or whatever.
It's mostly just cover bands now.
I don't know. I don't go there. It's so terrible.
I went down there to eat. We went down there to eat at the Iron Cactus because I actually had to do some work down there.
Oh, right on.
So that was the only reason I was down there recently. And it would seem like it when you walk down the street, it's just a lot of cover bands playing during the day.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really been. I've been there when it's some crazy shit's gone down. I've never been really nervous.
Scooters.
But it definitely gets a darker edge. I was there like a year ago, and it definitely had like a more ominous edge to it. Like, walking there by myself, I was like
Walking Dead ominous edge?
No, more like a fight could break out at any given moment.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit. And now there's scooters everywhere, but that's all over town, the bird scooters.
Yeah, everybody,
you don't hate on those as much as other people do.
Dude, like, consistently.
Including myself.
I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Consistently, everybody I know fucking hates scooters so much. I don't care about them.
Yeah,
they're an eyesore.
You're indifferent.
Yeah, they're an eyesore. Who cares?
You're indifferent about them. Well, one thing we're not indifferent about is me and my transition.
Nice segue.
My segues. Speaking of scooters as well. Oh, boy.
Is there a scooter in Endgame?
I don't know. Is there an Easter egg? Is there was Hulk riding on a scooter in the background or something?
Dude,
that would have been cool. They should have done that. That's where they missed out. Is they should have had a scene where the Hulk tried to get on a scooter to go somewhere.
Oh, spoiler alert! Hipster fucking Hulk.
Okay, we're gonna get to that.
Is that too much of a spoiler? Do we need to cut that?
That's part. But I will. Okay, we are gonna warn people. This is gonna be a spoiler filled reaction to Endgame, to Avengers Endgame, as after the music, after the theme music, and after I do my yeah and all that, we'll come back and it will be spoiler filled reaction to Avengers Endgame. But everything before the theme music, except for that one little blurb about hipster Hulk, but nobody knows.
Dude,
what we're...
I legit saw an Instagram. Like some dude that does like Marvel pics, or
yeah,
like art. Does Marvel. I'm sorry, Marvel art, and it's super badass. But he did a hipster Hulk, and the internet fucking exploded with hatred. They were so angry.
Oh god! Well, there was some.
He had like a fucking. He had like a man bun and shit, and like glasses, and like a scarf, and everybody lost their fucking mind
because that they were saying that was a spoiler.
No, they just went crazy because it was hipster Hulk, and obvious.
They went crazy in a good way? Like, oh, that's hilarious?
No. Well, there was definitely like people like me that thought it was fucking cute or whatever. But
right.
The majority of the people was all hate. Just fucking violent. They were so angry about it. It's so weird.
You know, I kind of slipped that on the last episode. We were doing like our predictions and what we thought could happen without having seen it yet. A couple of my buddies that were here, they had already seen the last 4 minutes. They saw a leak online.
And they watched it?
They watched it and they tried to get me to watch it. And
that's
I said, no, I want to go see the movie and be surprised.
Oh,
and
lame.
I don't want to see some grainy ass 4 minutes of footage that's not the actual movie. It's the last part of the movie. So it really gives you the end of the end game.
There's no honor in that.
And the game is over.
Jeez.
I didn't let them talk about the leak. On YouTube, I saw a page that was like the still. I saw a still. So I knew a little bit about the Hulk. Possibly the Hulk was gonna, something's going on with Hulk.
Yeah.
But that was all I knew. I didn't know anything else beforehand. Let's just roll the music because we got so much we want to talk about.
Some shit to say.
And this episode will be all Avengers Endgame. We're not going to do any agree or disagree or thoughts and advice or any of that stuff. And I promise I'll get this this hard candy out of my mouth before too long. And
but then, I will put some in mine. I'm the neighbor, by the way.
Oh, yes. And goddamn, sitting across from me. I'm so excited about it. I just saw it today. I'm a few hours separated from having seen Endgame, and I'm speechless, but sitting across from me is neighbor Bob.
Hi.
And I'm Stephen Presley. And this is episode 97, and I'm just too excited. Okay, let's roll the music.
Word.
Yeah, hurting his ears over there across the room, and it is Bob the Neighbor with me back.
It's hurting my brain. My ears are fine.
In the Thunderpop Dome, and now it is spoiler-filled, not spoiler-free, for the entire show.
Deadpool dies, just so everybody knows.
Deadpool's in it. And
he gets killed by Wolverine, who's
also in it.
Who's possessed by one of the T'Chari. You know those monsters.
I know what you're talking. And also the X-Men showed up in the new Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Dark Phoenix was there with an assist for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and I love
who oddly is a girl. Like, who knew? Captain Marvel's a girl. That's so weird.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew that?
What'd you think of the chick scene?
And I loved it when they were all making out.
Yeah.
All the super female superheroes had a makeout scene.
Yeah, that was super weird.
Valkyrie,
fucking, what's her face? And then the other one
the blue girl.
Yeah.
The blue robot Mystique. Girl. Yeah, Mystique, or whatever her name. But yeah, exactly.
Wonder
Mystique.
Woman.
And then the DC, they did the DC crossover. Because it wasn't enough to beat Thanos. They needed DC to come and help them. Superman, Shazam, Aquaman shows up. Aquaman and Thor end up really hitting it off well, and they have a big bromance.
Oh, dude, Thor. That was so crazy. There's so much to talk about, but...
So much to talk. I don't even know where to start, but...
We can start with, like, what did you like it?
I definitely liked it. I thought it was slower for me moving than Infinity War.
Oh, for sure. More like talky-talky.
Yeah, but I'm fine with... Yeah, it was way more talky-talky, which, based on the story, it made sense because it's a little bit of a, like, we just went through this. We are hung over from what just happened.
Yeah. I was hesitant to do this because I felt like, well, you know, I stayed up late to watch it. I'm on like 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you went to a late,
I was like,
you,
I wasn't sure how the show. Fucking, I wasn't sure how I felt about it.
Did you go to the midnight show?
No, I mean, it was like 11 though.
So that's
so I got out like after 2.
They run some as late as 1 a.m., don't they? On the first weekend?
There was another showing when I was leaving. I swear to fucking God, I saw somebody walk in. But I didn't see any 2 a.m. shows, so I don't know what the fuck.
I think it depends on the theater. But I know I saw at least some 1 a.m. shows.
When I walked in, I saw a girl crying. Like,
that just left his theater?
Not hysterically, that's too strong, but crying. She was sobbing.
After having seen it.
She could not... I don't know. It was either that or Shazam. You know, maybe she was super disappointed by Shazam.
She went and saw Shazam?
I didn't see what theater she came out of.
I liked Shazam.
That's cool, man. I liked
Hellboy.
Did you
see it? Did you see Shazam?
No, I'm just talking shit.
You saw the new Hellboy?
I fucking liked it.
It got such a low score on
Rotten. I can't believe that. Because I went in there going, fuck, this is probably going to blow, but I want to see it because I really like the... Especially the second one, but... Both of those movies are great, so I was like, I'll give it a chance.
But why the reboot instead of just doing a continuation of the original?
Well, because Ron Perlman wasn't going to do it without Guillermo del Toro. And Guillermo del Toro couldn't do it because they couldn't give him the fucking $80 billion to end the fucking world. Which is what he wanted to do.
That's what he wanted?
Yeah, he wanted to do like where Homeboy fucking fulfills his destiny and all that shit.
They should have done that. Well, they wish they had done it now.
I feel like it's more likely to happen nowadays where they actually will end the world. But I remember for a long time you wouldn't see like, you know, they talk about where the end of the world's coming, but it hardly ever happens except for that. What was that all-star cast movie? The End of the World? Was that what it was?
There was some. There's been yeah,
with like
some,
Seth fucking Rogen and all.
Oh yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that one
so fucking good. The comedy. I feel like nobody talks about that movie, and I thought it was.
We saw it.
The shit.
I thought it was all right. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was the greatest movie ever, but it was good. It wasn't the funniest movie I ever saw, but it was good.
It's definitely no Made in Manhattan, but it is solid. But anyways, be talking about
it. It was enjoyable. I was involved in it.
I was kind of bummed about Endgame, aside from just being thoroughly emotionally fucking scarred by it. But I was like,
yeah,
I was like, what the fuck, man? It's too much talking. I wanted everybody out of the Soul Stone and then fights. And then it was not that.
You wanted them to go ahead and get out there and start.
I guess it was just not what I expected, and which is probably a good thing too. But you know, when I saw Iron Man 2, I hated it because I was like, what the fuck is this? No, I'm sorry. Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
When, you know, he doesn't have his fucking suit as much and he's fucking a wreck.
Yeah, through the whole movie.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? Just put the suit on and fight. And of course the end's worth it and stuff. But like the whole human aspect really bothered me. And then like I sat on it for like a year. And actually, you know, I had friends that were like, you need to rewatch that, dude. You're being a fucking, your taste is just shit.
Right.
Which is possible. Well, but now that's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, sometimes movies are better after they've sat on them for a little bit. Some of them get worse.
Like I couldn't see myself buying. I was like, I can't wait to get that on Blu-ray. I was like, I'm happy never fucking seeing that again.
After seeing it the second time?
No, just I'm talking about Endgame.
Oh, Endgame. Yeah, Endgame. So Endgame, you walk out feeling like you're satisfied with what you got, but you thought it was a little slower moving than you expected.
Well, it's also super jarring.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I had predicted there were going to have to be a couple of people were going to end up getting offed.
Well, it definitely wasn't who I thought it was going to be. And, like, going into it, I was so clueless. I had no idea. I haven't, like, read theories. But I always thought it was going to be Cap. I just assumed it was going to be Cap.
I thought it was going to be Cap and Iron Man.
By the way,
both. Both Cap and Iron Man.
Passing on that to him made no sense. Everybody knew who it should have been.
A Winter Soldier?
Should have been Bucky.
Well,
it's always supposed to be Bucky.
In the newer, I agree that was a little bit. In the newer comic books, they have it was Falcon in the newest.
Oh no!
In the newest series,
how new?
Which is very it's not without some controversy.
How new?
Since the last few years of when the Colbert Report was on TV,
Since he's been in the Marvel movies or before that?
Well, this is, I don't know, when did Colbert Report end? About 4 years ago before he started doing The Late Show. The only reason I mentioned that is my timeline of is they made some big deal about it when Marvel was going to do try to diversify their new series of comic books.
Right.
They were going to do a new Thor series where it was going to be a female Thor, and they were going to do a new Captain America with a black Captain America. And of course, I don't know this, I can't. For sure, but Reed Charles that was here in the last episode said that it's a gay Asian Hulk.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll have to.
That sounds like something I would make up and swear by it just to be a dick in your podcast.
And of course, Captain Marvel, you know, has been made is a woman, and
she's been a woman.
She's been a woman for quite a while.
Yeah, like when you go in the.
That's
back
an older
Marvel history. It's fine.
That's an older thing. But they said we're going to try to do it, and they made a big announcement on the Colbert Report, like Marvel did. Like they did. They did a little segment on the show about it, and it was announced. And then since then, I think that they've done a series of those. So I think that is what they were borrowing from,
right?
By making it Falcon. But when you look at the
Falcon's just so fucking lame.
Well,
he's not enhanced in any fucking way.
He's not my favorite of the characters.
He's fucking lame.
I like the guy, the actor is very likable. But
he's fine, but he's like fucking Hawkeye level fucking lame. Like, he's just like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, although they did finally make Hawkeye. Hawkeye was a badass in this movie, though.
Yeah, he's still fucking douchey. I thought they were going to make him a fucking Kree that is like got fucking like superpowers and was
oh, give him powers.
That's the only fucking theory I ever heard, and it was totally ridiculous.
What's that?
That Hawkeye was Kree, and he was gonna fight Thanos.
Well, because we find Hawkeye is now Ronin. So when he goes off and has his John Wick new life, over in where was he, in Japan?
He was everywhere because he was killing people. Remember when War Machine was in Mexico?
He becomes like the new John Wick. He converts him. He becomes his new alias is not Hawkeye. It's Ronin.
Oh, like the true sense of the word Ronin, not fucking Kree Ronin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they call me a terrorist because I follow the old ways.
So I've had this after I've only been a few hours since I've seen the movie,
mm-hmm.
and I've been kind of already coming up with my own like thoughts and speculating on things. Here's a picture of Ronin from the comic books.
Yeah, so Ronin's a samurai with no master.
Marvel Legends.
Just so you know.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? That actor that played Hawkeye and played he didn't get killed off. He ends up going back to his family on the farm. He's back in his retirement or whatever. Yeah. But and they made him a big part of the story because his whole thing is like, okay, I'm going to go be a badass now that they've wiped out all my family. I have nothing to live for, so I'm just going to go become a vigilante hitman in other countries.
Yeah, but because really that was this anchoring fucking part of the story of like, here's somebody that's fucking
got really
like living with the fucking, you know what I mean? Like their everybody's like, everybody's gone. But like, no, this guy lost his fucking family and is now crazy.
It almost gives like Tony Stark some like motivation because his life is fine right now. Tony Stark is living the high life. So those of you that have seen it, you know that they skip ahead 5 years.
Yeah.
It starts off just like 20 days after the snap. And they're showing the aftermath, and Tony Stark has been saved by Captain Marvel, and he's brought back down. But he's a wreck. He's an absolute wreck. He's in a wheelchair. He's got an IV in his arm, and
he's like, "Fuck you, Cap. Don't fucking talk to me
like,
anymore."
He's like, "Fuck you guys,"
and he blocks him on all his fucking social media.
He does. He deletes him and he blocks him, all of them. That's why they had to drive all the way out to his farm. Because they couldn't just message him on Facebook.
Actually, I think Cap blocked him because he kept fucking making shitty comments on all his pictures. Like, douche.
Yeah.
Liar.
Bullshit. Fucker. Yeah. You fucking do. Anyway, yeah. So like,
I tried to put a armor around the planet and you stopped me and now we're fucking dead. You cock.
Yeah, exactly. He was Tony Stark. Totally Snark. He was Tony Stark, too. He was Tony Stark.
Tony Stank.
But he was also Tony Stark. And Tony Stank at the beginning of the film when he's
a wreck. I feel like I'm jumping, but what did you think about him fucking wielding Mjolnir?
What's that now?
What did you think about Cap fucking wielding Mjolnir? Fucking Thor's hammer, bro.
Oh, you know that must have been
Mjolnir.
That was interesting. That was something I wouldn't have expected to get thrown in there. There's a lot. I can give you 10 things I wasn't expecting to get thrown in there. I didn't expect the handoff to Falcon, although I thought there was a possibility. I thought it was more likely going to be Winter Soldier the handoff of Captain America was going to be given to.
Yeah, like I would never watch that dude as Captain America. Like I don't give a fuck about that guy.
Yeah, and it may not work. I mean, we talked about that on the last show. I said, I don't know if they end up trying to do more Avenger movies without the A-team, what I call the A-team, which is the Captain America, the original Captain America, and the original. And I like these newer characters, too. I like the Wakanda group.
It's fine.
I thought that was a really neat how they have all this technological advancement in their country, and they're like the city of the future. So I think that's sort of I think there's something fascinating about that. But
They all feel so spin-off-y, though.
Falcon... never really one of my favorite characters. Not an interesting character. It's more of a sidekick for me.
Do you know what I mean, though, when I say it feels spin-off-y?
That's
like,
why
where
I don't
it's
know.
Just
yeah,
like,
that's
meh.
Why.
It's cool that we get to still see characters, but it's like...
That's why I don't know that it's going to work.
Like that Christmas Star Wars Christmas special. It's cool you get to see, you know...
Oh, it's not quite that bad.
The Chewbacca family at home, but right. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, I
mean, no, it's cool you get to see him, but it's trash. It's fucking boring.
Well, I mean, if they try to do one Avengers movie.
Well, think about spinoffs that have worked. I'm trying to think.
No, I think.
Mork and Mindy worked. The spinoff from Happy Days.
Right.
When Fonz meets an alien.
But why did that work? because they had a strong personality behind the character of Mork, Robin
Right.
Williams.
In fact, maybe like it's arguably like he blew up bigger than Happy Days, but
it was good writing. It was good writing.
I was
too.
Also eight, so I don't fucking remember or care.
It was good writing too.
I guess.
I mean, it was pretty clever how he landed in his little egg and
I guess in the context of shitty sitcoms.
Yeah, in the context
in the sea of shite, that's probably amazing.
His little ski vest that he wore around.
His son Jonathan Winters, who Boulder. Aged in reverse.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a funny. That was some good writing there. Jonathan Winters coming on as the aging reverse son.
Isn't that their jumping the shark part?
Because
it was like
it was later in the show. Because yeah.
I know when shows started taking shits, they'd always introduce a baby
yeah.
or somebody, a younger yeah. character like Oliver and the Brady Bunch, or when Family Ties had their stupid baby Sam, Different Strokes.
Yeah,
they added a ginger. Like that's gonna help.
Like before Jar Jar Binks, the most hated person in television and movies was probably that Oliver character from the Brady Bunch.
Really, he was super cool. He looked like a fucking tiny John Denver. It was weird.
He did kind of look like a tiny John Denver, didn't he?
Yeah. What a douche.
He's like mini-me John Denver.
Poor Oliver.
Maybe that's what
they're... Hey, we need to adopt a kid. These guys are getting all too old. Everybody's balls are dropping and getting titties, and nobody wants to see that.
What's his name? Marsh is on coke half the time.
Wasn't that super weird, though? Like, I forgot that for such a long time, is that they had kids when they got married. Like, they met with kids already. They didn't make those kids together.
Yeah, they had... They were separately married
yeah,
with other people.
Who was the widow?
Or they had kids with out of wedlock.
Yeah, but...
That was never addressed on the show.
I thought that one of them was, like, widowed.
That's the
or
one...
they both were?
That's the one thing they never tried as an angle, because they did all these sequels, Brady Bunch sequels and spinoffs. I want the prequel series. They should do the prequel series where they go back and show us Mrs. Brady when she was married to her first... hubby.
Yeah, and them just both of them like just shitting out kids year after year. I mean, well, at least three times.
That would have been what if
and then also the none of them related, so they all could have been fucking, because I mean they're all like approaching, you know, I mean Greg was practically a teenager and so was Marsha when they were older.
They
became a family. They were like 13, you know.
They think they met each other in like a support group for people that had lost their spouses. That's probably how they met.
Yeah, I don't know what the fucking...
It was dark. I bet the original...
I feel like there was a widow thing involved, but they feel like that's just something that wasn't touched on the show, just like after the fact, like, oh yeah, it was like somebody asked like the writers in a fucking interview, like, oh, yo, so how did this... he's like a widower or something.
We should get a prequel movie, at least a prequel movie to show us...
Nobody
explains
cares about the Brady Bunch anymore.
Dude. I would, but you would totally watch a prequel movie about how they met and where
would
they're...
Would I? If it was all super dark?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the one thing they haven't thought of doing is doing the prequel origin story.
Yeah, well, people don't think about things that are fucking stupid. Well, that's not true.
I'm going to pitch that.
You should call your agent.
Do you know they're taking the Brady Bunch and they're doing a reality show where they're going to be on HGTV renovating the old Brady Bunch house?
Oh, that's so dumb.
With the Property Brothers.
That's god awful.
It's called Brady Renovations.
That's awful.
It's really sad. It's like all the elderly.
Such a bummer.
Now they're all really old, all the kids.
Well, Ann B. Davis is dead. Yeah.
You know, she was living in San Antonio for years before she died.
Alice was?
And she was a minister. She had her own church.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Alice.
Using her fame for good.
Yeah, she's probably like a televangelist
and
type.
And then Mike Brady, what's his face? Why can't I remember his name?
What if she had the church, like a satanic church cult in San Antonio? Alice.
I just joined
The Brady Bunch.
I just joined the satanic temple.
You got the satanic church has just got agreed. They're getting recognized now as a religion.
It's the satanic temple.
Yeah, you get
Church of Satan is a totally different organization.
Tax breaks now, like a regular Christian church.
They also just got a settlement from Warner Brothers for Sabrina ganking their fucking trademark shit.
Whoa.
Undisclosed amount. It had been a nice fucking... Because they could have just shut the whole thing down for that shit. And that's like a thing that they need to use. It's like driving the plot for the first season.
For the first season
terrible
of the show.
Terrible show, by the way.
I haven't watched it. I heard about it. I have not watched it.
It's very politically charged.
Is it?
Yeah.
So not recommending it.
It's fine if you hate white dudes.
No. So getting back to hating white dudes, the new Marvel Universe. No.
No white dudes allowed.
No white dude. So
that'd be fine. Do that for like 50 years. That's fine.
I mean, okay, there's a
it's couple. Not like it hasn't been dominated since there's been film and TV by white dudes. So what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's healthy to mix it up. I think there's a large audience that hasn't been served on movies and television. Yeah,
it's just when it feels super forced.
Exactly.
And that's,
I totally agree with that. When it's
that over, was like the Sabrina going thing. Overboard. It's like, hey, we need to put in a thing where a marginalized people gets fucking repped right here. And it's like, oh, you just did somebody just kick that into the fucking...
I mean, me, I personally think it's sort of some hidden racism when you try to do it too forced.
It almost feels like just like racism, just like...
Like, oh, it's white guilt patronizing, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like, hey, look, I'm the white, we're white people, but we're cool, man. Look, we're doing this thing for you. It's like,
Yeah, and the problem, I agree with Falcon.
That's a pose.
He's a nice guy. He's a great actor. I've seen him in talk shows and interviews. He's very humble, but he's just not super, as a personality, I don't think he's super interesting like a Robert Downey Jr.
I feel like now I need to like clarify that wasn't because Sam's fucking black.
No,
I just
no.
think he sucks.
No, I'll give you an example.
I just find him incredibly boring.
No, it's nothing to do with
color.
And the superhero itself is boring. Even if you put a white guy playing Falcon.
I feel the same way about Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Because they're human. I like Scarlett Johansson. Like but how do you not?
She's fine. She's hot.
She's great to look at. But you know what? She's not.
She's hot, but what is she going to do for you when you have a fucking wormhole opening over fucking Manhattan?
Well, I was reading about whether she would ever, because there's been rumors about a Black Widow standalone. So they asked her in interviews, hey, what's up with that Black, before the film Endgame came out, they asked her in interviews, hey, what's up with the Black Widow movie? And she said, I'm on a like basic gag order. I can't talk about any of the movies that haven't been made yet.
So is Spider-Man going to transition into the next phase?
He's going forward. Yeah, he's a big part of the next phase. I think Black Panther is a big part of the next phase. Now, what they've also said is they're going to steer away from doing Avenger movies right now. They're not going to be doing any more Avenger stuff. Like, they're going to do movies with the superheroes that were in the Avengers, but they're not going to have, like, an actual Avenger movie right
now. Not an ensemble cast.
There'll probably be other ensemble movies. But they're doing some other... There's some other stuff they're going to do. Like, I think they're going to do the X-Men, because now they got the Fox merger.
Yeah, so...
So there probably will be X-Men.
I heard that a lot of this shit's tied in because of Disney's new streaming shit.
Yeah.
So...
There's going to be some shows, too.
I just read something, and it was like...
Well, here's the thing.
You can't use Luke Cage, so-and-so, or Punisher for anything. I shouldn't even say anything, because I just... have no idea what I read.
It's a two years after they canceled the Netflix show.
The moratorium.
Show. Yeah, there's a 2-year moratorium where they can't do anything with them. Yeah. So my guess is they'll probably, at least a few of those shows will come back in a few years after that's ended.
I only watched Punisher.
Well, I think that's one of the ones.
Fucking legit.
I think that show is really popular. I think it's one of the ones they'll bring back. I think also Daredevil will come back because from what I understand, I haven't seen the last season, but it ends kind of on a, like, oh, they're kind of leaving this hanging, so there's got to be more of this later. And it lends itself for more shows.
Well, it's weird because in the comics, it wasn't so weird to have, like, people that, like, fucking Punisher and Daredevil who didn't have powers per se. And in the sense of, like, somebody like mutants, or not even mutants, but, like, fucking the Hulk or fucking Thor or some shit.
Yeah.
Or even Iron Man. Like, Iron Man's not enhanced anyway. He's just got a badass suit, right? But like, even so, that dude can hang with like big dogs and shit.
Because he can.
But there's something clunky about shoving Black Widow and fucking Hawkeye into those cosmic fucking battles and shit. And I feel the same way if you fucking went throw Punisher and Daredevil into like an Infinity War type thing.
Apparently, one of the Disney streaming shows is supposed to be the Winter Soldier. And aka the Falcon, formerly known as Falcon, now known as Captain America, is going to have a show on together on the Disney stream.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole buddy flick.
The buddy flick. They're going to have their own buddy flick. So that maybe.
Weird.
Now, Bucky.
They open up their own private detective fucking.
Probably they're going to be like superhero private detectives.
Private detective company
in
New Orleans.
That's what's weird, too, about Falcon is he's not enhanced, genetically modified like Steven Rogers, is he?
No.
So his powers was in this suit. the Falcon suit.
Yeah.
So that's what's confusing to me is how can he take over as Captain America? He doesn't have the genetic modification.
Maybe that's where Winter Soldier's fucking relationship with the Wakandans will come in, and they'll make him some fucking rad suit or some shit.
They'll have to make him some kind of rad suit for him to be, you know, to be able to live up to that.
Even so, it's just like, ugh, dude. But then again, fucking Rhodey, all he had was fucking, you know, his tripped out fucking suit too.
So, and you know, thinking about that in hindsight,
magic legs.
Thinking about that in hindsight, for just a streaming show, they might be fine. Those two guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you could do with fucking. I don't know what you could do with Bucky on TV.
What I didn't see was them killing off Black Widow. I thought they would kill off Captain America and Iron Man. The other thing
that was so weird. Like that's what I was like, kind of like, dude, do we have to get every single fucking stone really? Like, cause you just get one.
That's a good point. Why do they have to get every
just
single?
Just get the fucking Soul Stone and cause, do some shit. But no, they had to do an unsnap, and it was just like, if you take one stone out of the mix, you can't do the fucking snap. But that's not how. Actually, they did explain that. Just taking a piece doesn't fix the fucking timeline or whatever.
It doesn't fix the timeline.
Whatever.
And they needed to be able to do it all.
I don't understand time travel. I can't even do fucking algebra.
Black Widow was surprising because I had heard she was going to get a standalone show, and then they kill her off. And she was one of those people like I thought, oh, she'd probably be willing to do more of these movies because what else is she doing right now?
Well, I mean, she has a whole fucking history, you know, of being that fucking Black Ops fucking operative bitch from Russia mm-hmm. that did all that shit that she feels guilty for. So, I mean, there's a plethora of storylines there.
Prequel. Like they would do a prequel. Yeah, it might be a
prequel.
That's how
movie. I heard it.
Well, I could see them doing a prequel, and you won't like this, but I could see them maybe doing a prequel series that happens right during that during that 5-year window with Ronan and his like times after the snap and
becoming.
I'd watch that. I think that'd be really interesting to see him John Wicking it around the country, around the world.
It's like, but they shoot it like real world or road rules.
Oh. Well, maybe.
It's like five desolate fucking superheroes in a house together.
Maybe that's the next series.
Because that 5 years, they definitely pushed that fucking home that everything sucked.
The real superheroes.
Was super miserable.
Yeah, Steven Rogers in that support group.
Yeah, and fucking those guys just going around space looking for shit to do and coming back and talking to fucking some chick with no superpowers that's like the HR of fucking...
Yeah. Of the Avengers.
That Captain Marvel has to answer to.
She took over as the...
Captain Marvel.
Like Captain Marvel would really...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I got to answer to this chick.
Like she would really do that. She would totally...
You don't even have a uterus. I don't need to answer to you.
What do you think about Captain Marvel chopping her hair off? Like coming back?
I don't like it.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Was that some more of them trying to like butcher up a little bit?
For
like,
I have no fucking idea.
Are they getting people on? Well, the question I'm asking.
I didn't get that impression. I was just why are we doing that?
I'm skirting around it a little bit.
I sound like such a shitty, like, you know, like the shitty boyfriend that's like, I liked your hair better when it was long.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't even look at you now.
I'm skirting around it a little bit.
Killing my boner.
But my question for you is are they trying to make her maybe like a little bit more
androgynous?
Yeah, because she did. You know, I saw the Captain Marvel,
uh-huh.
and she has no mention of love interest or
good.
No mention of, and then I don't have to have that because it's refreshing at times to have a. That's one of the things I like.
Well, I thought the Banner fucking Nat fucking romance thing was stupid.
Well. Yeah, well, they're
pointless.
You know what? The Black Widow with
except for the awkward flirtations, those were funny. But like them mm-hmm. actually, like that was so lame and pointless.
They had to put that in there somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, but for who? If you say chicks, I'll leave.
Well, for you, they're doing it totally for you.
I take girls to the Avengers. They're like, well, I didn't really like all the fighting and stuff, but I did like
the love scene.
I did like the chemistry between Banner and Nat, and I really wanted them to get together.
They never really had
No bitch ever.
They never really had any naked like makeout scenes in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, dude, it's PG. You don't do that.
Yeah. So what I did like was one of the things I felt like we got some closure on finally was Steven Rogers getting, and I knew he was going to do that. Once he went off like back in the time.
That seems so.
To go put the stones back. I said, he's not coming back. That motherfucker's going to go see his Agent Carter, his old love.
I guess, man. I feel like.
I knew he was. You knew he was. Did you see that coming?
No.
I totally saw that coming.
No, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just.
And then I said, he's going to come back as an old man.
I feel like it was uncharacteristic of him, though. But maybe at that point, he's like, fuck this, dude.
We've done it all now. We kicked Thanos' ass.
He was just like, fuck this. I've answered to my fucking, the call of duty, and now I'm going to go do what I want, which is bang Agent Carter for a couple decades.
Yeah, well, you know, get her.
Which, good for him.
Go back and get her.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he good wanted to do. Him. He stayed loyal to her. And
yeah, because he wasn't going to get it wet in this. As an old man in this,
how is he going to explain the fact?
World?
How is he going to explain the little fling he had with her?
Bang her though.
He didn't bang. Is it the granddaughter?
He just kissed her once. Wasn't that her niece?
Was it the niece?
Yeah.
It was like her niece or something in the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
She was kind of hot, wasn't she?
She was really hot. She was hotter than Agent Carter.
I think she was hotter than Agent Carter's. Pretty hot.
Wait.
But the niece was even hotter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So he didn't bang her.
No.
Okay.
He made out with her for a minute, and that was really cool.
Did they not show it on camera?
They didn't imply it that I remember.
In my expanded universe.
When would he have time to fuck?
In my expanded universe.
There was too much shit going on in fucking Winter Soldier.
So, but didn't it, this film feel really back
to the future? Wait, was that Civil War? That was Civil War.
It was Civil War, maybe. Yeah. This film was the Avengers doing Back to the Future, though, wasn't it? Let's face it. I mean, it was totally, there was this, like when they go back and they're in the setting in New York, of the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And the fight, the battle in New York.
It was fucking irritating.
It's totally Back to the Future.
I just feel like
And they didn't even try to.
I'm nobody. My opinion doesn't matter. But just like, I felt so like this going back in time and seeing yourself doing shit is so. Between Back to the Future to Harry Potter to fucking. What else?
Oh, so many you could name. Well, they did.
Maybe it's just those two, and I'm just like, that's enough.
They named off a list of them in the movie.
They did.
They actually, awesome. They were willing to admit, hey, we're doing Back to the Future here.
Dude, what I wanted and what I didn't get, because reality is often disappointing.
Yeah.
Is that I wanted them to get out the Soul Stone in the first 30 minutes and then fucking kick ass for the rest of the fucking 3 hours.
What were they going to kick ass doing then?
I don't know,
once they got the Soul Stone.
I don't know. I don't fucking write scripts. I can't figure out. Plot fucking shit.
Was it too slow, the movie, for you?
I mean, I can hang out and listen to those guys doing shit like doing for their fucking shit. Hours. I don't care.
Funniest line in the movie was when Robert Downey, when Tony Stark looks over and says, I thought you were Build-A-Bear.
Motherfucker. Do you know I missed that line? I'm so glad that you remembered it. I was so hoping that's what you were gonna say. Because I knew I was
distracted.
I don't know how I missed that line. I was like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
Like my hand was in my popcorn or some shit.
Worth going back just to see the film.
But everybody lost their mind in the theater. I was like, I missed it. I felt like such a dick.
Yeah, the fox started talking, like chiming in like he usually does. He opens his yapper and starts.
Rodent
starts chiming in and he just looks over at him and says, I honestly thought you were a Build-A-Bear.
That's so funny.
It was the best line in the movie, actually.
There's a bunch of lines I shit my pants laughing and now I can't remember any of them.
Well, yeah, and there was, you know, the end of the film. So who would have thought, this was another surprise for me, and I think it was from you because you alluded to it, was fat ass Thor.
That was so funny.
Thor doing.
I never would have guessed
doing
that.
His own version of the dude.
And, it was the line.
Thor dude.
That was the line when Star called him Lebowski.
Yes.
And I fucking lost my
mind. It's Thor Lebowski.
So many kids in that fucking theater did not get that joke. Because there was a lot of youngins there, and they were just like, what?
That was for us. That was for us, man.
I laughed so hard.
That was for our
audience. But holy fuck, that was so crazy.
Fat ass Thor. Who would have thought they would have had...
Fat, drunk Thor.
Fat, drunk, like... playing video games for 5 years on the couch.
Yeah, in the house stinking
with
like fucking...
With his slack-ass roommates.
Being a fucking total neck beard.
He went from being like a supernatural god.
That's so crazy.
The greatest heights of power to being...
And they just capped on him for like fucking hours about it too. Like, there was like, it couldn't be a scene without somebody referencing his fat ass.
I thought, yeah, well, how could you not? But I thought he was going to get like whipped back in shape earlier than he did.
That's
why
I was slouching like, around. That's why I couldn't like, I was like, how are they going to get him into shape?
Yeah, they haven't had a montage scene or anything
just yet. Just like when Tony came back, because I didn't know there was going to be like jump in time 5 years. I thought, because when they showed him, he's all atrophied from starving for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, how's he going to get back?
He looked dog shit. I was like, are they going to do some high-tech shit to get his muscles back?
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, the only way they're going to get him back in shape to go take on Thanos.
This is the first, probably first movie he's made where he didn't have to get jacked. Because he didn't get jacked. And you can see he's not jacked in that movie.
He's not jacked in it, is he?
No. Because yeah, even when he's like not doing that, doing the digital fucking starvation look on him, he was still pretty fucking old man bony.
They made him, and then the 5 years of skip ahead, they just kept him kind of...
Yeah, he's like, I put on some weight, but I'm not jacked. Good for him. It's probably the first one he hasn't had to do steroids and work out fucking every day for a year.
Yeah. Now, Chris Hemsworth, I don't know. Do you think they just used like a prosthetic, like...
It was probably CGI gut or some shit.
I don't think he really...
No, and you notice his arms are still fucking giant.
He still looked giant, yeah. Because he would have gone and filmed his next movie. He would have been having to get back in shape. But I kept thinking, oh, we're going to get a Thor montage of him like working out and getting back into legit shape. Dude,
like, it'd be cool if they did like Rocky III, like Drago.
I think they were totally going to do a Rocky, him getting in shape, Rocky III. They could have had him have a trainer. Like, they would have gone and found him a trainer.
Oh, yeah.
Been working out at the Avengers facility.
Like some sort of celebrity trainer.
Yeah, somebody like comes in like a celebrity trainer, legit. But we didn't get that. The other thing I was surprised we didn't get... was no Agent Coulson. I really thought...
What the hell? Because I didn't even think about it until... Because I thought that was like a thing that was definitely going to happen.
Yeah, because he was in Captain Marvel, so they started kind of like planting the seed. Like, he's kind of going to... Could come back. He has that... But the thing is he
did get stabbed by a scepter.
Maybe. I mean, he could have gotten dissolved by Thanos. He might have been one of the people that was melted, but...
And no Loki out of Chokey. He didn't come back either.
Loki, just in the time travel, that he's back in the time travel.
Yeah, but no Coulson, man.
I thought Coulson would come back because for me to close out, if you're going to close out this phase of the Avengers, and it's been 11 years in the making, one of the things I've always wondered is if Coulson was ever going to get seen and outed for being still alive, because they think he's been dead all this time, and they've been SHIELD purposely has kept that secret from them. They didn't want them to know that.
Well, maybe he got snapped. Also,
he probably got snapped. But then would he have come back for like Tony Stark's funeral or like been there?
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
Been there with Nick Fury.
Yeah, that's weird.
He said, oh, "Look, okay, I'm."
So I guess he's dead. Dead.
Well, he's alive.
But then where was he?
He's in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. still.
Where was he then?
I don't know. They didn't want to pay him. They already had too many actors on the payroll. Because
that
Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D., that universe is
going on. And
that universe is like the MCU fucking universe with Infinity Wars and all that shit, right?
Yeah. It's going on during, it's in the same timeline.
Then what the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know what's happened. But
maybe it was Marvel's concubine. She was just fucking, she has him on a planet somewhere safe. Where she can just like fuck him and make sure nothing happens to him.
He's
like wearing an apron and cooking for her all the time.
It's possible.
I like this one.
Do you like Captain Marvel? Do you like that new character?
I don't dislike her. I thought the movie sucked.
Yeah, you saw Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, you know, me neither. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be badass. I wanted to like it. I was excited. It was going to be set in the 90s.
I was super excited because I was like, this is the chick that's going to save us an Endgame.
Yeah.
And this is also a movie that will hold us over until Endgame.
It's like pre-Endgame. It was like it was supposed to be pre-Endgame.
I was super pumped.
Yeah. It's kind of ended up being just like this filler, like just to fill some time.
Like, dude, it did feel like, I don't know, dude. It was just all over the place.
What was the best part about that film for me was the end credits when she finally goes and sees the Avengers in present day time, and then the blockbuster crashing into the blockbuster. And then outside of that, everything else was just sort of...
Yeah, I think there's nothing memorable about it.
I thought it was cute that they worked the blockbuster video in there. I thought that was necessary to be really feel 90s-like.
Dude, you know, and people that I talked to, because I almost assumed that everybody was... Because I thought it was so, like... lame that definitely my usual people that I talk to about it are going to be like, yeah, dude, wasn't that great? Or they'd be like, eh, you know, where you just can't not like it because it's Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl I went and saw it with, I was like, that's what I knew was probably just me.
Right.
The girl I went and saw it with, I was like, I just didn't feel like I got a good sense of how much of a badass she was. And she's like, she just turned away a whole fucking bazillion nuclear warheads. That's not, I was like, yeah, you're not really getting what I'm saying. I was like, I know, I saw it.
But just, they didn't sell it. They didn't sell it to you.
Her showing her powers in Endgame, she, like, you got a sense of how badass she was. Not that she wasn't right. badass in hers. I just didn't, like, it just didn't, I don't know, it just wasn't impactful.
Well, I liked her better.
You know, like, Thanos is dropping a moon on your fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, you feel that kind of fucking, like, oh, this is legit, like, ultimate cosmic power.
You're getting
I didn't get a sense of that. Like, okay, she stops the missiles, which is badass, but, like, they just didn't do a good job for me. Like,
selling you on
really
her.
Really showing me how much of a badass she was.
No, I agree. They didn't sell it for me.
And my Marvel friends were just like, you're a dick. You don't know shit. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I liked Prometheus, so I got bad taste, so fuck you.
Well, I mean, I even like her. I think she's funny. I think Brie Larson's a funny actress.
Yeah, she's cool.
They just didn't give her a good script in Captain Marvel.
She's super fucking boring.
It was not a good script. It was boring. It was exactly, even when they're up in space, that should be super interesting and badass.
Yeah, just imagine super, like, if boredom. She had something similar like Ragnarok or like any of the Iron Man movies.
Ragnarok is badass.
Or any of the Iron Man movies, like, those are fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, and Jeff Goldblum, just having Jeff Goldblum in there.
Dude,
in that
I was
role.
So surprised that was any good, because I was like, Jeff Goldblum, I was like, I don't even want to see that, because I don't give a fuck about that guy, and then it was really good.
You know that character that he played? In the comic books, that character is blue.
Yeah, I looked him up. I remember looking him up.
Yeah, but they wouldn't make him blue because they were afraid it was going to look too much like he looked in that movie he made back in the 80s where he plays.
Oh, yeah, Earth Girls Are Easy.
They didn't want him to look like the Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah, because we're all going to get confused by that.
Like, everybody remembers that movie, right?
Earth Girls Are Easy? Because I thought I was seeing him.
Like, people are going to totally get confused that they're going to think it's Earth Girls Are Easy meets Thor.
Must suck so hard making movies, having to think about shit like that.
I think they overthought that one.
So stupid.
But it still was he was really good at it.
You know, it's funny, it's because I look up characters like that I'm not familiar with. I'm always surprised. I was like, oh, that was 1968
when that was invented. Yeah,
and it looks totally stupid. Like, looking at Yondu in fucking 68 or whatever, you're like, oh, he looks lame.
What was that about? So what? Okay, we talked about it, I think, before we started the show. Hipster Hulk. What the hell was that all about?
I thought it was lame. Not because he was a hipster, just because it was like, fuck, dude. But I know, like, Smart Hulk, you know, is a thing in the fucking...
Yeah, Professor Hulk.
Yeah, I remember that.
I knew it was coming.
I thought it was lame in the comics, too. I was like, I just want Hulk to be an ass kicker.
Yeah, just Hulk smash things. Hulk is badass.
But
Hulk
there's so many crazy Hulk fucking storylines where he's just, like, so...
We don't want to restrain Hulk, though, do we?
I always thought that was the charm of the Hulk.
We don't want a calculated, like, restraint. Yeah, he's a fucking unhinged, like, pile of green.
Yeah, you kind of just point him at in a direction and he fucks a bunch of shit up.
He's where he go. He's the guy you send in to smash stuff.
Hulk is for smashing. You smash. But whatever, dude.
I mean, it was from the comics. It's been another thing they borrowed from the comics. But
he was, like, slightly smaller.
Yeah, he was slightly small. He wasn't as big as he normally is, isn't he?
Yeah. He wasn't fucking... Whatever, dude.
He was through the whole movie. It was the Hulk hipster. Hulk,
yeah, and
hipster.
Valkyrie was like, I don't know if I like this Hulk.
She wasn't sure she liked that Hulk.
Yeah, she was representing us.
So, I mean, we see Captain America. He goes back and has his thing with Carter, and then gets old and comes back as an old man. And now he can be sort of like like the old man that kind of gives him advice on what they can do. And he's lived a long life now. They of course, Tony Stark is gone.
I think it's Stank, actually. Tony Stank.
What's that? Tony Stank?
Yeah, dude, what the fuck, man?
That was sad. That was, for me, that was when I almost kind of had, when they went to the Tony Stark at his funeral, and
I definitely had something in my eye.
Yeah, I had something, and then when his buddy's there with his daughter, said, I'll buy you.
Fucking cheeseburgers you want. That's like, okay,
I was teared up there. That's when I was going to tear up.
When Potts said,
yeah,
it's okay, you can rest now.
Any Potts?
Pepper
Potts. Oh,
when
yeah.
Pepper stabbed me in the heart by saying, it's okay, you can rest now. It was like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about, like, the weight of that statement is that since he became Iron Man, he's just taken on this like insane fucking weight that,
yeah,
and at some points is like almost broke him, like when he was having all those anxiety attacks after the fucking wormhole, mm-hmm. and then like fucking like so much shit that dude went through, and he was like always just trying to do like the right thing, you know, like when he made fucking Ultron, mm-hmm. and it was like turned fucking crazy.
He's trying to use his technology and his wit and brains to try to make the world a better place.
Yeah,
that's really all he wanted to do.
But at the same time, like even when he was trying to do the right thing, shit would get fucking sideways.
Yeah.
But like it all the whole time, he just had the weight of trying to protect like his fucking the planet and the universe and shit. And then just being like, all right, dude, you did what you came to do. Now go to sleep. That was brutal. But then, of course, yeah. like there was something about Happy because, you know, he did the first Iron Man movies and shit.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh,
he
man.
He kicked
this
the whole
is like,
thing off.
Yeah, like
really?
This is the end of the fucking, it was the gravity of like, you know, the actual movie. And then mm-hmm. like kind of stepping outside that and like Jon Favreau and just being like, oh, fuck, it was. You know, that's been his fucking jam for a yeah. while. And I know he hasn't directed anything, right, in the Marvel Universe.
He hasn't.
But he's like a consultant. He's always like.
Yeah, he's been there.
He's always on hand for that shit.
Yeah, on and ongoing. He's been there for a while and still making appearances in movies, playing, you know. Playing.
Yeah, but just like that fucking partnership or whatever kicked off like crazy era of like insane Marvel shit. Not always great right. shit, but.
But usually decent, if not great. It was decent. It was up until, I think they've only had two misfires that were real misfires. And for me, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Which just happened. That just happened. It took us all the way to 2019 before they had that happen.
Uh-huh.
And then the first film, which is actually a precursor to Iron Man, they tried to get the whole thing started, kicked off with the Hulk. But it was a different guy playing the Hulk. It was Ed Norton.
See, and that's...
And then he had a fallout, and they fired him, or he quit, and they brought in Mark Ruffalo.
One of the most infuriating fucking things about all this shit is all that fucking dumb studio shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ever... And, like, that's fine. You deviate from fucking the comics and shit or whatever. Right. But, like... They deviate, and not that there's anything wrong with the fucking Avengers or Endgame or any of that shit.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, they made great fucking movies, but there's, like, parts about Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War and shit that, like, involved, like, fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, initially that whole shit started with, like, Reed Richards and fucking Galactus is involved and Doctor yeah. fucking Doom's involved.
Right.
Fucking, and, like, again... They did what they did. It's like separate, but you know, they pull from the fucking comics and all that shit. But I don't even know if it would have been possible because Cap was like always involved, but so was fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
So was fucking like bad guys that just couldn't be represented. Plus the Fantastic fucking Four.
Yeah.
Plus all these cosmic motherfuckers.
X-Men.
Yeah, dude. There's like you. And it's like, whatever, dude. It's fucking Hollywood dog shit. You know,
well, and there's
just some movie going doucher in fucking Texas. Who cares?
Some of that is business decision. Like they're wanting to save some of their, not use all the eggs in the basket at once. They want to save some of that for future films. So they have some new stuff that they can throw in and say, hey, we haven't used this yet.
Yeah. But think about how perfectly they, well, just how about just Professor Xavier and how Fassbender as fucking Magneto. And fucking Hugh Jackman, those guys.
Yeah.
Those are like perfectly cast along with this other perfectly cast shit.
Yeah. How can you can't.
And
be...
you've blown it. These guys are all too fucking old.
Well, and the thing is, yeah,
it's over.
They didn't have, that was the problem with not all the Marvel properties was under the same studio. Some of the stuff was over at Sony with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They just got Spider-Man back in time for Civil War.
Which is super cool.
Yeah, and if it had not been for that last Spider-Man movie, the one with Jamie Foxx was playing the villain, if it hadn't been for that one bombing and being a shit show, then they wouldn't have given up and said, oh, okay, we'll let you guys
take... I forgot all about that one. That's so funny.
Take Spider-Man. And, you know, and right now, Sony still has... the yay or nay on Spider-Man, on whether, you know, they can use it. And if they decided on a whim that, we don't want to let y'all use Spider-Man anymore, they could totally take it back and say, okay, fuck off, we're going to take Spider-Man back. They could totally do it.
I mean, at
they're loaning it out, basically.
At this point, I can fucking check out of Marvel now. I mean, it's fine.
You've had your Marvel fix. This is it.
Maybe that's part of the
dead. It's hard to top.
Maybe that's part of the dead feeling I have after Endgame is because it's like, yeah, it's over. I mean, I'm definitely going to see Spider-Man and I'll be fucking thrilled, but it's not.
Yeah. We're not going to get Michael Keaton back, though, for that one, are we?
Dude, he was so fucking good.
He was so good. How are they going to beat that?
I don't know. He was so fucking great in that.
I mean, I think it'll be good because the first Spider-Man, the last Spider-Man was really good. I think it's going to be really good.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, the actor that they've got now playing Spider-Man is excellent.
Yeah, he's fucking rad as shit.
Tom Holland.
He's cool as shit, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And
very Peter Parker-ish. Well, but I thought fucking Tobey Maguire was too.
I like the Tobey Maguire. I thought that was the other one. Everything in between I didn't care for, but Tobey Maguire and then Tom Holland.
Speaking of Spider-Man, Venom sucked.
Yeah.
Way to ruin Venom.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll... But that did well, though, didn't it?
That's what I heard. I don't know how. It's fucking ridiculous. And I like Tom Hardy, but Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing silly about Venom. He does say some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But that dude's so fucking dark. As I remember him, even when he was Venom the Protector, he's insane. He's, like, insane. And that voice they chose from, fuck that. Whatever, sorry. I just really was disappointed with Venom.
You'd be into seeing more Deadpool, though, wouldn't you?
Fuck yeah.
That's a Marvel, so you'd get that.
I was super, and I was worried because Homeboy left, left Deadpool.
Yeah.
And that fucking second movie was fucking, I thought it was awesome, as good.
The director.
Yeah.
They had a different director, they changed directors. But they still had a pretty damn good movie, didn't they?
I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to get another Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was great news.
Yeah, there's going to be James Gunn was brought back.
So how does that work?
Well, he's going to come back and he's going to do the third.
I'm just wondering where they're going to go.
Like what's going to happen in the third Guardians?
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. I mean, there's some conflict there.
Be Galactus, but you know what? Yeah. Gamora is supposed to be. She was never warm in the comics. She like, and again, I know it's the cinematic universe. It's different, but Gamora is like there's no way she would get a boner for anybody.
She got Star-Lord and gave him what he deserved.
Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah, Star-Lord's a fucking dumb fuck.
He's the one that fucked this whole thing up.
Yeah, it's super interesting. And now that she's alive and it's not his Gamora. So it's like, oh, cool. That was for nothing.
It's the Gamora that still thinks that he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, because she's like, Gamora set back to zero.
Yeah, it's because Gamora set back to zero. So he's got to try to win her back. He had her. He was in.
Whatever, man. They can do whatever they want because James Gunn and fucking Guardian shit is
it's gold.
Always.
It's gold. Whatever he does, it's going to be gold.
Dude, that's what's so great about Infinity Wars. When those guys, fucking Guardians, got mixed up with fucking Thor and Tony Stark and Doctor Strange, that was the funniest shit ever.
Oh, the interaction between them and
Infinity. But also their fight scenes were so fucking legit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
Star-Lord.
There was more strong scenes.
Douche-Lord.
I think there was more strong scenes in Infinity War than there was in Endgame. But Endgame, to me, is like the part two of Infinity War. You can't have one without the other. It's basically one film, but they were split in half because they couldn't make a six-hour movie.
They could have done two more movies. Everybody would have lost their mind, though.
Oh yeah, they could have stretched it out further, couldn't they?
For sure.
But people would have lost their minds. Some people didn't even like the fact that they had split it up and it made him come back to see the rest of it in Endgame.
Considering, dude, we only had to wait a year, right?
They turned it out
quick. It was only a year, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, we should be thankful.
They probably filmed it back to back.
Unlike fucking Game of Thrones. What was that, 2 years? Jesus Christ.
For winter to finally get here.
That movie is starting to remembering it and it was like I was conflating it with memories of Lord of the Rings. Like, I can't even remember the plot lines anymore.
I am Iron Man.
So you didn't expect Iron Man to die?
You know, I knew they were going to kill people. But I wasn't even thinking about it, you know, going in. Like, I just wasn't... I had no preconceived shit about, like, oh... Because I just ignored... After I read that thing about Homeboy being Kree, I just kind of bailed. Like, I saw other people saying how, like, Cap was going to die for sure. And I was just like, oh, and then Bucky will be the Winter Soldier. And I was like, all right, well, that's all I need to know. So killing, it doesn't surprise me, but also I'm just like, meh, do we have to do that?
Here's an article. Endgame is a love letter to Robert Downey Jr. from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And this is kind of what you were talking about earlier. It's a thank you note to the actor who defined the sensibility of most of the most successful franchise of all time. That's big. The post contains spoilers for Avengers Endgame. Until this month, movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe have invariably ended with a taste of the falling chapter in the series. Did you hang around expecting an end credit
scene? No, because as I was sitting there, I Googled if there was a post-credit scene, yeah. And there wasn't, so I bailed.
But you know what happened? I was at the theater sitting there just saying, I know I read there wasn't going to be, but I'm so used to there being that I'm going to hang out just in case that article was full of shit. I'm just going to hang out and wait. And we were about halfway through the credits, and then one of the people, because it was at the Alamo Draft House, and they want to get us the fuck out of the theater because they got...
Did somebody come on and go, hey, dumb fucks?
Yeah, somebody that worked there said, there's no end credit scene, so if you're waiting on that, get the fuck out. Because they were wanting to get the theater cleaned up.
Yeah.
Because it's the first full day that it's been out in the theaters, and they got full house.
Was there a scene mid-credit, though, with Morgan?
No, you know what there was? There was a sound... That was, this is what there was. Here it is. But viewers who stay through the end of Avengers Endgame won't get a glimpse of the MCU's future. Instead of a tacked-on scene hinting at what's to come next, the credits end with a nod to where it all began. Just before the lights come up, the music dims, and we hear the clang of metal on metal, the sound of Tony Stark forging his first Iron Man suit.
Tony Stark made this suit in a cave with scraps.
When he was like being held hostage.
I'm not Tony Stark.
By those terrorists. You're doing a little Tony Stark.
I was doing some Obadiah.
Voice. But I would have liked to have heard the clang of the metal. Pissed. No, I got robbed.
Dumb shit.
I got robbed. Was that?
But what are they? Somebody. God, fuck Reddit. Because they were like, was that Morgan building a new suit?
Oh.
No. No, it's not.
I probably would have thought, oh, Iron Man's alive?
I would love...
I hear the metal. He's alive. He's still alive.
I would love to just see a little bit of the behind the scenes of them, those guys doing like the final day, the final shoot. They must have all been like super squishy about it, right?
Yeah, I think they probably were. It was a big deal.
Unless they all hang out together already and they're like, oh, I'll see you next week at yoga. I'll see you at Bikram yoga.
Yeah.
I'll see you at jiu-jitsu.
Let's go sweat off some of that belly, Thor.
I'll see you at Nobu.
What about Thor going off with the Guardians of the Galaxy? Does that mean Thor is still going to continue on? Fat Thor?
Fat Thor.
Fat Thor that's sort of trying to take over the ship on Guardians of the Galaxy and be the dude that kind of moves in and wants to sit on the couch and lounge about?
I don't know, because like I...
What if Thor gets buff again and starts banging Gamora?
That's not cool, dude.
Because Gamora is not into Star-Lord. Cool. It'd be like one of those when they did the Star Trek.
Fuck.
When they did the alternate universe thing, and it was a different reality for Star Trek, and it was Spock that was hooking up with Uhura instead of Kirk in the alternate universe.
Wasn't that the first interracial kiss was between Uhura
and Kirk?
Shatner.
But in the new Star Trek movies, it's a different alternate universe, and Spock's the one that's getting with Laura.
Well, he is half human.
Well, yeah. So it's the first half human.
Captain, that's a human emotion.
Kiss with the first half human and woman earthling. No, but what if Thor is in the next Guardian? Would he be the next Guardians of the Galaxy? Is he still going to be hanging around?
Well, was he ever in the Guardians?
Or are they just going to dump him off on some planet and say, get the fuck out, freeloader?
I don't know, because I can't remember any... Because I got out of the comic game, so I don't know what fucking story arcs there are for him.
He'd probably get back in shape. He's not going to be Fat Thor if he's continued...
He's going to go to CrossFit Planet.
Do you think he re-upped with Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, and he's going to come back and do more?
Dude, I feel like they're all fucking pieced out. Like the first wave, the first guard are just like, meh. I'm out.
All of them.
But like, what the fuck else are they going to do?
Well, I felt like it was a peace out.
Oh, he's doing Men in Black.
He is. And Robert Downey Jr. is going to do another Sherlock Holmes now. He's going to go do the third Sherlock Holmes.
God, he's so old now.
Yeah, but he could
just rewatched that at Sherlock Holmes. Guy Ritchie?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie directed those. Dude. Yeah.
Is he doing the new ones too?
Yeah, they're all coming back to do it. They're re-teaming back up.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Did Jude Law come back?
Yeah, Jude Law.
I loved him in AI.
Yeah, the original.
I loved him in I Heart Huckabees.
And not in Captain Marvel.
That was terrible.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Fuck Captain
terrible,
Marvel.
Terrible use of him.
The movie, not the woman.
Yeah.
You fucking
No, yeah.
Pleb.
Yeah, it was terrible. They wasted their talents.
I have no idea what they were doing. I don't know, dude. I've watched a movie since I was two, and I think I know a thing or two. I don't know what they were doing. I didn't get it.
But I think that they all, yeah, it was a piece out from like Captain America and Iron Man, but I didn't get that with
Who
Thor.
Who fucking directed it? A chick, right?
No, the, what, Endgame? Yeah. Endgame
no,
is the,
fucking Marvel.
The Russo brothers. They've directed the...
They directed Captain Marvel?
No, they directed the Avengers Endgame. It was, so
it was a chick that...
Well, no, it was Captain two Marvel. It was two people that directed... that was the problem. There was two people trying to direct the Marvel movie, and there a lot of people
really?
speculated that there was two be cooks in the kitchen.
I can't believe they fucking fucked around like that, though. And then they... Like, how come, like... Unless my fucking perception is completely fucking wonk, dude. Like, I feel like everybody should be saying that movie blows. And the people that released it were like, ah, this isn't great, but nobody cares because everybody's going to fucking jizz all over it because it's a Marvel movie.
I think that people were not, I think there was a lot of people disappointed after it was all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not hanging out with a bunch of fucking dorks. I mean, I just text like two people and I go, so? And they're like, oh, that was great. I'm like, well, fuck you. I don't want to talk to you.
Well, they're looking at it through rose-colored glasses because they just saw it.
They really are.
Yeah.
They're going to look back. Also younger than me, so they're less jaded probably.
Here it is here on The Verge. Marvel is replacing Steven Rogers with the new black Captain America. Marvel is making big changes. This was the article.
Why they got to mention he's black if it doesn't matter?
Marvel is making big changes this year in a special agreement, a special segment on the Colbert Report. So this was from a few years ago. The comic giant announced that Steve Rogers will pass his star-spangled shield onto Sam Wilson in the fall, making Wilson, otherwise known as the Falcon, the first black man to take on the official role of Captain America. This shift comes only a day after Marvel revealed plans to give the role of yet another founding Avenger, Thor, to a woman. I feel like they were really maybe like hinting towards that in this film too, when he left Asgard, the new Asgard, to Valkyrie for her to take over.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I mean, again, I don't think she's strong enough a character to carry a fucking franchise. There's nobody that is.
There's very few people.
Bucky is awesome, but it's like you gotta have him in the context of Steve. Like you can't.
Yeah.
I love Bucky. I think he's the shit.
He's still not strong enough to carry a franchise by himself.
I don't think any fucking buddy left is. Like, I would watch Thor all day long if it was, what's his face?
Tom Holland.
That I think did Ragnarok.
Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
Same. I thought fucking Strange sucked, but I liked Strange with fucking that ensemble cast. He was fucking awesome.
So you didn't like the standalone Doctor Strange?
No, I thought it fucking blew ass.
Oh, I love Doctor Strange.
Dude, you might be the only person I know that's ever said that in front of me.
Well, I love... But what about Tom Holland, the Spider-Man? I think he's strong enough to carry the Spider-Man.
No doubt. But, you know, I really liked Spider-Man when fucking Tony Stark was dropping in. And it was like, yo.
We're going to be missing that.
This is Iron Man 4, little ass bitch.
We're going to be missing that. I think he may come up in some holograms. He might have made a bunch of holograms just to be dropping on people.
That's a good point. Or like, what if he like constructed like an AI that imitates him and he can put him in a suit?
I totally wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they introduced time travel in this film, and with time travel, anything is possible. They can decide they can bring someone back.
Well,
that's what they did
with the Marvel comics too. Is like, we'll just make another universe where that shit didn't happen.
Well, you could do that. You could also, exactly. With time travel, you could just have
And they made bunches of Hulks. They made they did wonky shit with fucking Wolverine clones. There was fucking Gwen, his fucking girlfriend was Spider-Man for a while. There was Hulk, Red Hulk, Super Uber Son of Hulk.
I'm trying to confirm if it's true that there's going to be a gay Asian Hulk. That's what I'm trying to look up right now.
And how do you make him gay in a fucking movie where there's no fucking in it? Because that's the only real... I mean...
Oh, here it is. The wave of diversity that has swept the comic book world continued Friday with Marvel Comics revealing that its new Hulk will be Asian. Amadeus Cho, a young genius who has been part of the Hulk Bruce Banner storyline for years, will become the new Hulk this winter. Marvel editor-in-chief Axel Alonso and writer Greg Pak revealed the news in an exclusive interview with Entertainment Weekly, confirming rumors of the new Hulk that have swirled since June. I don't know if he's gay, though, but he is Asian. He's an Asian Hulk.
Well, you can't have everything.
Yeah.
That's... Okay. I mean, it looks like the fucking Hulk to me.
Looks pretty similar to the Hulk, except the haircut's different.
With a douchier haircut. With a little bit more gel.
I think they just go with the hipster Hulk now. Do the hipster Hulk comic book. Hulk riding on a bird scooter.
I think they should just do like a Netflix or a Starz series where you can show him fuck like American Gods does.
Like the characters would be fucking?
Well, like American Gods, you know, they have like supernatural beings and stuff, and one of them's a fucking Afrit or a genie, and he butt slams this dude, which is very halal, by the way.
That would be that.
And they showed it, and it was like good, because that's what happens. People have sex, and sometimes it's dude on dude action, so it makes sense to show that shit. So if you're gonna do that shit with Hulk, you better show some action, because that's what defines his sexuality, is fucking.
He does have.
And since Deadpool is ushered in the rated R fucking shit, why not just go balls out and fucking
do a balls out Hulk?
Fucking Dr. Manhattan's dicks out all during fucking Watchmen. So like, fuck it, dude.
Go for it. Do the balls out.
Balls out.
Oh, well. So, you know, okay. So are we, is so far as you're concerned though, it's done. Avengers are done. It's over.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to my connects at MCU. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm cool with just, like, forgetting about it. Like, and just not wondering what's happening next anymore. Not that I won't pay attention, but, like, I'm not going to go, like, digging to find out what's coming. Because it's over. Except for, of course, Spider-Man. Is there another standalone Black Panther coming out?
But you know they're going to make it.
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. No, they're going to do more Black Panther. Because that first one made so much money.
I just feel like everything left, without the exception of like Spider-Man and the Guardians, is just all a bunch of B-list shit.
That's my concern. Now, here's my thought. If they start coming out with their new movies, whatever they're going to come out with, and they start kind of not doing so well, they start not getting the same buzz and the same reviews and the same ticket sales, they'll be on the doorsteps of Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and some of these other people that led the series to try to re-up them.
But Robert Downey's almost really quick. 60 now.
Yeah, I know. And it makes sense.
What's his face? Captain America?
What's
his fucking name?
They could come back and do one stand.
Fuck that.
Like one,
I bet you Thor would come back, but I bet you nobody else would.
They could come back and do like a reunion, like one movie, like maybe like in 5 years.
When the Brady Bunch came back when they all got married? A very Brady wedding.
Yeah, they could do a very Avengers wedding where they all come back for Thor's wedding.
This is what they got to do. They got to fucking put it to sleep for about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Back with X-20 fucking 2 and fucking like New Mutants and shit.
Yeah.
Reboot fucking Spider-Man with Morbius as a fucking antagonist or fucking... Who's another good fucking Spider-Man villain?
I think Spider-Man is going to be one of your big leads going forward, along with Captain Marvel. And I think that there's going to be Black Panther. You got those three characters that are going to be kind of leading things along.
There's a Venom the Protector that Sam Keith did. He did the art for that, and it was like Wolverine and Venom the Protector hanging out and fighting fucking Nightmare, and it was a fucking crazy fucking... They would never do it, though. It's too bananas, but...
They could poach somebody
from... What about the Midnight Suns? Fucking Blade, Ghost Rider...
Oh, yeah, they'll do those.
Morbius.
They'll do those.
Morbius and fucking Johnny Blaze.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That'd be the fucking shit.
They're going to do all those.
I saw Ghost Rider fucking... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, they used to go...
Daredevil?
They had him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. In fact, the actor that plays Ghost Rider is from Austin. He went to high school in South Austin. Dude, I had some friends on Facebook that knew him.
There's a dude that does a YouTube channel, and he was explaining how like Ghost Rider might be like one of the most powerful fucking goddamn... One of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe, which I never even thought about. And they explained it to me. I'm sorry. I'm just like saying that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have anything to back it up. But the way, I can't remember what fucking story arc it was, but Ghost Rider did some crazy shit and was like, oh, he really is the most badass motherfucker.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, I think that he's, yeah, they've had him. They're going to use the this kind of other stories they have that weren't Avengers, but they were Marvel. They're going to focus more on those now.
Well, you know, you still got Galactus to fuck with.
Yeah.
And that dude was like a fucking, dude, Dr. fucking Doom.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Because that's really, I mean, because that's really like, to me, that's the fucking challenge, I think. Like, if when I just think of like what? Yeah, I want to see Thor again, but what is he going to do? And it's like, oh, yeah, there's still Galactus and fucking Doom out there or whatever.
You know? Yeah, those are still some
if you don't have a fucking rad fucking antagonist, who gives a shit?
Well, they took, now here, according to Google, they're saying Dark Phoenix would be in 2019, Morbius in 2020.
Oh, they are bringing Morbius?
That's what they're saying here.
No shit.
Gambit.
A standalone?
Yeah.
Gambit.
Gambit in 2019.
God, Gambit's so boring.
People would have said Guardians of the Galaxy might have been a lame movie before they figured out a way to make Guardians of the Galaxy a really good movie. It was a very, like, afterthought comic book series that a lot of people wasn't even really on their radar.
Well, I mean, the Guardians were definitely tied into the whole Infinity thing. Like, you couldn't even talk about the Infinity Stones without bringing the Guardians in.
It's true, but it wasn't really one of the most popular of comic book series that was out there.
It was like peripheral to me. Yeah. Not that I'm like a fucking aficionado or whatever, or a fucking fanatic.
Let me see. I'm looking at the list, actually, of what...
But I only knew about The Watch because of Adam Warlock and the Infinity Gauntlet and the Infinity War and the Infinity Crusade. That's only...
Over 10 years, Disney built the most bankable film franchise in the world by building an interlocking universe of characters, teasing future movies with post-credit scenes, which was genius. How they planned that all out, and they would continue like getting people hyped up by putting the post-credit scenes for future movies. Disney was so successful that they are now able to buy back those fan favorites. And that's how they're able to buy back some of these properties that they bought. They bought the Fox franchise. They bought everything. They bought all of Fox. So they're going to get the X-Men back, the Fantastic Four. Let's see. There's Storm. That's another one. Of course, they're going to get Wolverine now.
How the fuck would you recast Wolverine?
You can't do that right now. It's going to be a while before they're going to be able to do Wolverine. You can't. People aren't going to be ready.
Who even exists right now?
Could they pay Hugh Jackman a lot of money? No, he wouldn't.
Dude, he's like fucking 80 doing musicals.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. He is 80 doing musicals.
He did say like the only way he would ever fucking do it, and I think it was him and fucking Jean-Luc Picard talking.
Yeah.
Like, I'd revise it if it was MCU shit.
He did say that?
That's what he said.
Marvel rumors in your face.
That was so. There you go.
How do you do anything huge thing after fucking old man Logan, though?
It's hard. I don't know, but it would be cool to see him used in the MCU.
Well, in the sense that it's not like they can't figure out some other place in the timeline to pick up, but like, how do you fucking follow that shit? It just seems so fucking done.
Yeah.
Like the fucking circle's closed.
Well, it's even a little bit of that with Endgame. With the Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's anything else to say.
Yeah, I mean, if it's really...
Not with those guys. I mean, I'd watch a Thor movie. I'm going to watch Guardians. I'm going to watch Spider-Man.
They're going to do another Ant-Man. They'll do another Ant-Man movie. Now, Paul Rudd, I think, is a strong character. He carries that really well.
I don't know. He's so jarring.
You think he's too comical?
He's just so... He's so Paul Rudd.
Yeah. He's too Paul Rudd for you?
I hated the first Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I loved the second one, and I thought he was awesome in Civil War. He was fucking great. But he's, like, jarring to me.
Mm. He's not your favorite.
I like that guy as an actor. I'm not saying, like, he sucks. I just feel like it's a little much.
Now, you know who the villain's going to be in the new Spider-Man?
I have no idea.
You ready? Do you want me to tell
you? I know Mysterio is going to jump in.
It's Mysterio with Jake Gyllenhaal playing Mysterio.
Oh, I thought he was a... he was... his ally against a common
foe. Well, Mysterio, Spidey, he's a villain, but he's kind of one of those villains that kind of is a gray area villain.
Just like fucking the Vulture was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why I guess that made him so awesome. But also like having somebody that's just pure malice is cool too. But even so, Thanos wasn't that. He's like, I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, I got breaking news for you.
Breaking news up in this place.
August 2nd, 2019, The New Mutants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing.
So who's in that? Is that Wolfsbane and is Cable involved? No, wait, that's fucking... is it Bishop?
Yeah.
Who's in the New Mutants?
They're saying Channing Tatum is going to play Gambit.
Don't make me Google my own shit.
Okay. The New Mutants is no exception. The movie adds a slew of new actors into the franchise, including Anya Taylor-Joy, Macy Williams from Game of Thrones, Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things, Henry Zaga from 13 Reasons Why. And like Deadpool and Logan before it, the movie will test the bounds of the genre of superhero filmmaking, this time with a horror spin.
That's right.
That could be really good. The New Mutants. This is future Marvel.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I want you to respond truthfully. Have you ever hurt someone?
Yes.
Oh, they're playing that.
Have you ever experienced anything you'd consider abnormal?
Use of their Pink Floyd, then a creepy.
Yes.
Last question. Do you know what mutants are?
It's a special time in a boy's life.
Did you know baby rattlesnakes are more dangerous than adult ones? They haven't learned how to control how much venom they secrete. All of you are dangerous. That's why you're here.
Oh, you knew that was coming.
No, I didn't. I shit my pants.
What is this place?
This isn't a hospital. It's a haunted house.
You've been through a lot. Get some rest.
Yeah, man, I'm going to take back what I said, because that looks pretty legit.
It's because it's different, because they're trying to
redo the Avengers.
Fuck
happens.
Yeah, I mean, it could be good. I mean, I have for the most part, what they've done, Marvel's done, most of them have worked. They've been pretty good. They've not flawed very many times.
And there's X-Force.
Yeah, they're going to have, they could do
right?
that. That's going to happen.
They're going to do the Cable.
They've been talking about doing the X-Force.
I think they're going to do another Deadpool, and then they're going to do a Deadpool and X-Force.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. That's got to happen. It's got to happen. They've been talking about that for a long time. Okay, here's a little thing. Let's see if we missed any good Easter eggs.
Avengers Endgame, the closing chapter in the Infinity Saga, is finally here, and it includes a ton of Easter eggs, cameos, and callbacks to the 21 previous films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Maisie Williams
so
ass.
We've narrowed our minds down to just the biggest ones. Obviously, full spoilers ahead here in the Endgame.
How cool was it, by the way, I forgot to mention this, when Captain America took on Captain America? Wasn't that awesome?
That was bonkers.
Yeah.
And bananas.
That was one of the best parts, too, was to see the face-off between Nebula and Captain America versus Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, I still had that distinct, you know, Back to the Future feeling. I just wanted it to end, but...
You would think more was altered than what was actually shown in that film. They messed with time continuum.
Hey, man, you know, I only got a GED. I don't really understand the minutiae of time travel, so...
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Or anything beyond Back to the Future type repercussions, it's beyond me.
Yeah.
Endgame recreates a slew of memorable moments from the first Avengers movie, Thor the Dark World, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, while also referencing nearly every other Marvel film with callbacks and many cameos from past players. Those cameos include Tom Hiddleston, who reprises his role as Loki, first seen set during the events of both Avengers and Thor the Dark World. Loki even makes off with a Tesseract at one point, but that's for another piece to explore. The time heist chase sequences also see the return of Red Skull, Jane Foster, Thor's mom Frigga, the Ancient One, Iron Man's dad Howard Stark, the Hydra Link secretary Alexander Pierce,
The
Winter Soldier's Brock Rumlow, Jasper Sitwell, and Jack Rollins. We also see a shaggy-haired Michael Douglas as a digitally de-aged Hank Pym. Back
his
when
hair looks stupid.
You didn't like his hair? I thought his hair
looked like a douche. You like Gene Simmons' fucking wig.
1970.
They look
the
like Pym.
Ant-Man helmet from the Silver Age Marvel comics can be seen on Pym's desk. The 1970 time heist sequence also includes Peggy Carter and original Stark butler Edwin Jarvis. The biggest cameo in 1970, though, is the final MCU appearance from the late Marvel Comics icon Stan Lee. Stan the Man plays a long-haired hippie whose car has a 420-friendly license plate and a bumper sticker that reads, "Nuff said."
That is hilarious.
The time heists are not the only parts of Endgame that see familiar faces make cameos. Peter Parker reunites with his school pal Ned. Endgame directors the Russo brothers used to direct Community, so look for two of that show's cast, Ken Jeong and Yvette Nicole Brown in minor roles.
I caught that. I caught the
Gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, Ned.
Joe Russo and Thanos creator Jim Starlin play members of the support group Cap Leads, and Russo's daughter Ava Russo plays Hawkeye's daughter Lila Barton. Tony Stark's funeral includes appearances by Janet Van Dyne,
everybody.
Nick Fury, Maria Hill, Aunt May, Thunderbolt Ross, and one particularly noticeable teenager there all by himself.
Yeah,
a Marvel Studios source confirmed to IGN that this teen is Harley Keener.
I knew it. It's the kid.
Shit.
The kid from his Iron Man.
Fucking way.
I knew. They've talked about him for a while, possibly coming back.
I heard he was going to be Iron Man.
That's one thing I've heard, too, and that's been speculated. Maybe that is what they're going to be kind of hinting towards in the future.
Still don't care.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah.
The little boy from Iron Man 3.
Is it the same guy, though? Was it the kid? Like,
I don't know.
Was the actor the same?
Were we supposed to recognize him?
It probably was the same actor.
Also includes a poignant callback to the first Iron Man movie when Tony and Pepper's daughter Morgan tells Happy Hogan she wants a cheeseburger. In Iron Man, after Tony has escaped from the Ten Rings and
American
made it
home,
his first stop is Burger King.
Oh.
Of course, that's not the only reference to the first Iron Man movie in Endgame. Tony's last words before he snaps Thanos to death are a direct nod to his final line in Iron Man 1.
I am Iron Man.
Yes.
As for Pepper Potts, she gets to suit up again for the first time since Iron Man 3,
yes.
Donning armor for the final battle against Thanos and his army. In the Marvel comics, Pepper has donned armor as a superhero rescue. Although in the comics, the armor is made to rescue people, hence the name, and doesn't pack all the firepower that we see in the movie. Elsewhere, the Asgardians who survived both Ragnarok and Infinity War have found a new home on Earth, and it's a location seen before in the MCU. Their community of New Asgard was originally the Norwegian village of Tunsberg, which was the site of a battle between Odin's army and the Frost Giants in the first Thor movie. It also appeared in Captain America, the First Avenger, when Red Skull rolled into town to steal the Tesseract.
Agent Smith.
Norway is also where Odin died in Thor Ragnarok. New Asgard does have a Marvel Comics precedent. In the comics, Asgard relocated to Earth as a floating city above Broxton, Oklahoma, while the name New Asgard came from an alternate universe Asgard that merged with New York City. Endgame's 1970 time heist takes place at Camp Lehigh, the secretive New Jersey military base, which, in the First Avenger, served as the birthplace of Captain America.
Yeah.
Then in The Winter Soldier, Cap and Black Widow visit Camp Lehigh, where they find that Hydra bad guy, Arnim Zola, uploaded
First
his mind
connection.
Into...
Yeah. I've never been more alive.
That guy was hilarious.
Computer.
You're standing
but
in my brain.
Game's most fun Cap callback
Swiss.
Is
I love
in
that.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier, when Cap gets into the elevator with all the Hydra agents.
Yes.
The audience is poised to believe they may see a replay of that film's awesome elevator brawl. But instead, Cap says, "Hail Hydra," and makes off with Loki's scepter without throwing a single punch. Cap's Hail Hydra moment is also a coy reference to the controversial Secret Empire.
It was the best scene in Winter Soldier, the elevator scene. So they're like going back to that and remembering that
storyline where an evil version of Cap is a Hydra sleeper agent. There's a more emotional callback to the Winter Soldier at the very end of Endgame. The song Steve and Peggy are dancing to is Harry James's rendition of It's Been a Long, Long Time, which was also featured in The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
I might, even when this is all over.
So anyway, yeah, there's some Easter eggs there.
Better It's Been a Long Time Coming. Was that the name of that song?
Is it going to be the best on your list for Marvel movies? Is it number one?
Fuck no.
No?
No.
What would be, like Winter Soldier?
No.
Infinity War?
No.
No?
No, dude, Winter Soldier is definitely one of my favorites of all fucking time.
Yeah.
I rewatch that a lot. I do enjoy Infinity War.
I think Winter Soldier is still
all
my favorite.
All of the Iron Man's amazing.
Yeah.
Civil War, though, also super emotional.
Yeah. You know, I read...
That almost feels like an Avengers movie to me more than...
Yeah. Well, yeah, because everybody was in it. You know, I read earlier that they had to talk Robert Downey Jr. into continuing on. He wasn't...
After when?
Before Civil War, he was supposedly thinking about quitting then.
Really?
And they had several meetings with him, and convinced him to come back to do Civil War because they told him, hey, we got this great idea where you're going to become like a villain for a couple of movies, where you're going to kind of turn on Captain America. And there'll be a sort of a villainous edge to your character, a little bit of a villainous edge. And they sold him on the idea because it was going to give him a chance to do something a little different with the character that he had not been able to do yet.
And it was super interesting, too, because it was like you definitely got that feel for that. Oh, he's totally making this decision to sign the Accords fully like based on his guilt.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like making him make these wrong decisions or right ones. And then... Same thing continues with Age of Ultron, where he's just like, again, his fear is fucking like propelling this insane thing for him to do.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so it was really good.
Our time.
It was really good. There's been a lot of strong moments in the series.
Dude, you know, that's like more emotional than anything the movie could done. It's just like the ride's over, you know.
Yeah,
which is a bummer because. But, like, I don't know what else you could do, but, like, that shit was fucking badass.
Yeah.
We're fucking lucky to have it.
I'm still hungover from it.
Yeah, dude, I feel pretty fried out about it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to probably have dreams about it.
I'll probably go back and watch it again.
I have to, because there's just so much. I'm trying to go back and remember. Yeah.
I don't want this taste in my mouth, because I know I'm kind of being cynical about it.
You're cynical about it?
I do feel a little more cynical than I'd like. I don't feel like I just walked out of, like, you know, Winter Soldier where there's, like, mixed feelings about how things turned out, but, like, you're fucking pleased with the movie.
Yeah.
It's both. Like, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that movie. Yeah. I don't feel like it's Captain Marvel by any stretch, but...
No, gosh, no.
But, like, what? I don't know what they could have done. That would have just been like, okay, cool. It's sewn up just the way I like it. Because it doesn't. Much like a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
It's like, is a happy ending, sort of, for some of us.
Well, I mean, it couldn't be...
And not for a lot of us.
There had to be some casualties. It couldn't have just been all perfect.
It's certainly less than it was in the original Infinity War.
No, that was because they...
As far as the comics go.
Yeah. That was because they didn't want it to be that depressing and dark. It's spoon-fed for a moody movie audience compared to comic book.
They still went pretty hard. I mean, you killed fucking Iron Man, for fuck's sake. But, like, it's almost like if you don't kill somebody like that, then you're... You know where it works against you?
Yeah, if they just had killed a couple of the secondary characters.
And really, if you think about
it... It's like Star Trek when they just killed the people in the red shirts.
Blame Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. They was really, I feel, the ones that ushered in...
They raised the stakes.
Well, as far as like having no qualms about killing like somebody that you love.
Like a major character.
Yeah, so what?
You know, every week it almost happens.
You killed fucking Arnold in Different Strokes. And
yeah, on the the third season.
Yeah. You're like, oh, cool.
His last words would have been like, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Then
Kapunk.
Then he dies.
And that's the end of the third season. Then like, oh shit, what's going to happen next week? Are they going to avenge his death?
Yeah, who's going to watch Different Strokes of Arnold, though?
It's when they bring Sam in. Sam comes in a little earlier than we originally did.
Oh, fucking.
And Willis is the one that kills him. That's why he says, what you talking about, Willis?
There was always a darkness to Willis that I didn't trust, you know? Like Arnold he was still young, so he could bounce back from the shitty life they led.
Yeah.
But Willis was already, like, the darkness had hardened in him. So
there's a lot of darkness around Different Strokes.
Well
they had...
Don't get me started on Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, the bike shop owner.
Well, at first, Dad, I was having a lot of fun. And then... Wait, it wasn't Mr. Wilson. It was Mr.
What was that guy's name?
Mr. Horton.
Yeah, the bike shop owner.
And then Mr. Horton, he tried to touch me. Go ahead, Dudley. You can tell him.
Oh, my gosh. That show.
I don't like how Mr. Drummond took over that scene when Dudley's dad's right there. It's like dude, just because you're the rich white guy in the room, you don't get to fucking like dictate how this goes down.
He kind of took over.
Dudley's dead. He's like, don't worry, Dudley. It's all right. You can tell us everything that happened.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, dude. Who the fuck are you? You rich fuck.
He kind of just came in and took over. Like,
yeah, it's great that you bought your maid's children to add to your collection. Yeah. You fucking piece of shit. Sorry.
Who was what? Yeah, what happened to their mom on Different Strokes? Their biological mom.
I think she was his indentured servant, and she like died of fucking, I don't know,
working like slaving away for him for hours.
The chemicals that she used to clean his fucking shit cake bathroom.
Yeah,
because he was a shit fetishist.
I like your origin story there, how it all kind of rolled out.
You know, all those sitcoms are burned, so they're so ingrained in my brain. Don't. I have a lot of fan fiction.
You know, we could do the prequel series where it's really dark. And then,
dude, you and your prequel series that are real dark.
I'm on a prequel series kick. They could take in the trailer, they could take the theme song and do it like an edgy, like dark version. The world don't know.
Yeah, just like they did with the Pink Floyd song.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how do I make this dark Pink Floyed song sound darker?
No music,
longer fucking pauses, and kids singing it in the fucking cave.
It works every time. You know, they on the new Cobra Kai series, they took Cruel Summer by Bananarama, and they did an edgy, dark version.
And they screwed it out.
They did a dark version. Yeah, exactly. They did a dark version of it on the trailer for the new season.
I feel like a douche. I never watched that first one, and it sounded like it was a really cool premise.
It's a really cool premise. But here it is. The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. And they would drag out that drum.
I gotta go.
All right, everyone. That was our Avengers Endgame reaction. And it is the endgame for this episode.
Hey, if you ever want to listen to a conversation that sounds just like the conversation you're going to have about Avengers, just listen to this podcast.
Pretty much. If you're too lazy to have the conversation yourself.
I don't want to have a conversation, but I'd like to listen to one that I don't agree with.
Pretty much. Everyone, this is the 97th episode, and everyone have a good day, hour, month, second, millisecond, and thank you to Bob the Neighbor.
You're welcome.
See ya. For joining me on this very special 97th episode, and the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
What you talking about, Willis?
I lied.
And Thunder Pop is a Hit the Bricks production.
Oh, my butt hurts.
What you talking about, Willis?